The federal court may rule soon on a big question in Alabama. Can the state prosecute someone for helping people travel out of state to end a pregnancy? NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports that other states are watching.
WAWC Healthcare.
Every day, people call the WAWC Reproductive Health Clinic in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
What kind of an appointment, ma'am?
Unaware that there is a near total abortion ban in the state. Staffer Keandreo Franklin has to update them.
Abortions are illegal in Alabama now, so we don't provide that service anymore.
Just over 2 years ago, the clinic performed about half of the state's abortions. Today, they offer prenatal care and birth control, among other things. Robin Marty leads the clinic.
The obvious first question after, can I get an abortion, when you tell them no, is, okay, where do I go? And unfortunately for us, that's something that we have not been able to provide information for.
The reason they say they can't give someone information about traveling for an abortion is because the state's attorney general, Steve Marshall, has made statements suggesting that anti-conspiracy laws could be used to prosecute those who assist with appointments or finances. Here's Marshall calling into a talk radio show in 2022. He clarifies that nothing in the law prevents individuals from traveling out of state, but
provisions relating to conspiracy would have applicability. So, for example, if someone was promoting themselves out as a funder of abortions out of state, then that is potentially criminally actionable for us.
And Robin Marty's response?
Is it just a threat? Is it something that he can actually do? We can't take that risk.
It's not just providers. Abortion funds, which typically help pay for pregnant people to get an abortion, often out of state, have also paused that work in Alabama. As a result, healthcare providers, funds, and advocates sued the attorney general last summer, asking a judge to rule on whether he has the power to prosecute.
The point of the threats is really the immense chilling effect that they're having on people who just want to help pregnant people.
Megan Burrows is a senior staff attorney at ACLU's Reproductive Freedom Project, arguing before the court.
They're not getting an abortion in Alabama that would violate Alabama's criminal ban on abortion. They're getting an abortion in another state that's legal where it's occurring. And that's our exact argument in this case.
When the lawsuit was filed, Marshall's office said he would continue to vigorously enforce Alabama law. That includes abortion providers conspiring to violate it. NPR reached out to the AG's office multiple times, but didn't hear back. In court, Marshall has argued that telling someone where to get an out-of-state abortion is part of a crime. But the ACLU argues the AG's comments restrict free speech under the First Amendment, as well as restrict a patient's constitutional right to travel. Even conservative Supreme Court justices have noted travel is protected. But testing the limits of the law is the current landscape.
This post-Dobbs era, it's a time of figuring out what can we do? What is the precedent now?
Ingrid Duran is with the National Right to Life Committee, working on state legislative affairs. She says Right to Life isn't adopting this strategy of going after helpers or restricting travel, but there's still value in testing what's feasible.
What can states do? What is a state's, you know, legitimate interest in protecting unborn life? And how far can you take that?
And even if the case doesn't go in the AG's favor, Duran doesn't think the outcome would hurt the anti-abortion movement. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.